we've been carrying out testing and sampling and testing over the last number of weeks on the Lactalt water supply scheme. We have done that in conjunction and consultation with the HSE. We have carried out a total of 18 specific or specialist cryptosporidium tests on the system, and six of these have had exceedances for cryptosporidium. So as a result of this, in consultation with the HSE, it has been decided in the interest of public health to extend the boil water notice, and that it will remain in place certainly until the end of April or early May, at which time we will continue to sample and test the scheme, and we will review those results at that time then.
So in these samples, more cases of cryptosporidium have been detected?
That's correct, yeah. Six of the 18 samples have shown the presence of cryptosporidium in the water, and as a result of that, we unfortunately have to extend the boil water notice in the interest of public health.
That's not good news for local businesses. I've spoken to many over the last number of weeks in places like Ballymote and Tubbercurry. They're saying that they're out of pocket because of this boil water notice. I assume that businesses will be reimbursed for their losses, will they?
Well, what happens in the case of a boil water notice, businesses are entitled to a 40% reduction in their water charges as a result of the presence of a boil water notice. So this will apply to business. But I do appreciate it's relatively scant consolation for the inconvenience and the terrible inconvenience of having a boil water notice in place. What I can say is that we've been trying and testing and sampling with a view to getting the boil water notice removed as quickly as possible. But because we've had the additional samples over the past number of weeks, in the interest of public health, it has been decided to extend the boil water notice.